Today is indeed a special day. For many of you, it was your last day of classes at Amherst College. Well, I suppose many of you don't have classes on Friday, so maybe that was yesterday. But more than today, this time of year and this time of your life as you prepare to graduate from Amherst is special. It's easy, natural certainly, to be nostalgic, perhaps even a bit melancholy at this time of year. It happens to your professors too. But rather than focus too much on the nostalgic, though maybe I will a bit, I'd like to share with you a few things I've come to appreciate, even love, about this afternoon, about this ceremony. First, you can't march into the chapel, our Johnson Chapel, and not be filled with a sense of place, a real sense of tradition. There's the inspiring music, which we just heard, provided beautifully this afternoon, as they have for many years, by Mr. Douglas Purcell and Mr. James Mays. Thank you, gentlemen. There's our natty attire, you know, just kind of breezy, actually, which is taken out on only very special occasions, or unless, as often happens at the end of the term, one is really short on clean laundry. There's this chapel itself, with its austere, clean architecture and the spare pews on which we sit. And of course, there are the worthies, all the folks who have been important in the college's history, including many of our past presidents. Over here on my right, on your left, is Peter Pouncey, the 16th president of the college. On your right is the 17th president, Tom Garrity. And as he has joked many times in this chapel, soon to be an oil painting himself, is our 18th president, Tony Marks. Tony, though as a faculty we may sometimes struggle to reach consensus, I have it on excellent authority, in fact I believe it was a CMS poll, that the faculty universally agrees you'll make a handsome oil painting. If I may go off script just for a moment, I just want to say in this venue with our students here, with our seniors here, many of whom that you know, a number of whom you've taught, and all of whom that I know you care deeply about, I want to say thank you. Thank you for holding us to the highest standards, for believing we had the ability not only to aspire to those standards, but to attain them, and thank you for giving so much of yourself to the college. Another thing that I love about this afternoon is its focus on achievement, inside and outside the classroom, and in particular on scholarship. The core of what we do occurs in those one-on-one and small group interactions among teachers and students, coaches, mentors, directors, and players, and ultimately, if it works well, we become collaborators. We gather together today to honor not only those of you who will receive awards, and as you can see from the table, there's a pretty good haul here to be had, but all of your teachers, and all of you for the work that you've done and for your commitment to it. So I just wanted to say at this point, thinking ahead a couple of minutes to when I'm announcing the awards, I want to apologize in advance for mispronouncing a few of your names. I promise Commencement Sunday will be much improved. But I would ask today that if you hear a name that sounds vaguely like it could be yours, come on down. You might get a check that you can cash. Indeed, you'll note in the program that many of the prizes we award today have a long tradition at the college. And thanks to 190 years, approximately, of generally outstanding stewardship of the college's endowment, if you win a prize today that was established before, let's say, around 1875, an individually designated member of the college's development office will be waiting for you at the door as you exit to congratulate you personally. A third thing I love about this event is the symbolism of how we sit together in the chapel. And we got it right this afternoon. You may not remember your convocation as first years that occurred almost 4 years ago on September 3rd, 2007. If you do the math, oh well, I will. That's a mere 1,341 days ago. Or if we account for the fact that convocation starts at 7:30, and it's presently, well, my watch is 4 minutes fast, so it's about 5:16. So that's only about 32,181 hours and 46 minutes, or 1,930,906 minutes ago. So given, you might ask, where did that 2 million minutes go? But moving beyond that, I wouldn't expect you to remember perfectly your convocation as freshman, given that it was that long ago. But let me remind you, at that time, the faculty sat in the middle aisles, and you, as our bright-eyed, fresh-faced, eager new students, surrounded us by sitting outside in the outer rows. Today, the faculty has ceded those center pews to you, acknowledging that over your 4 years here, you've become the center of our community. Now, of course, being at the center implies the necessity of taking more responsibility. And I'll just say that that's a thought to bear in mind this evening at senior dinner and the night that follows. So do look after each other. Now, as you move on in coming weeks and months to new communities or return to known ones, please reflect on the evolution you've undergone at Amherst and step forward in those communities to sit in the center pews. Take the time to listen and to read. And as you've learned here, I hope, to listen and read again, for there is always more to be gathered, more questions to ask, and more to be learned. And over the next couple of weeks, please also take the time to reflect on your all too brief time at Amherst, to say a thank you to your teachers, to be sure, but also to your friends with whom and from whom you've learned. From your now thoroughly nostalgic professors, we thank you for all we've learned together, and we wish you safe passage for the journey ahead. May your journey bring you back to Amherst often, and may you take a bit of our college with you each day. Good luck.